streets don't love you back. Stay tuned every Wednesday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 Pacific, with your hosts, Roy and Lucinda, for the hottest talk show in existence. The streets don't love you back.
Good evening, and welcome to the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show. I'm your host, Lucinda, with my co-host, Boyd. And our topic is, as always, the streets don't love you back. Join us every Wednesday night with real people, real stories, and real changes. As we hear the truth about gangs, drugs, violence, abuse, and other life issues. We have a great show for you tonight, so stay tuned in to the hottest radio show worldwide.
Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the hottest show worldwide. The streets definitely don't love you back. And tonight, we got a great guest tonight. We got our great Senator Catherine Miranda is going to be in the building, and we're going to be speaking on prison reform, among other great things that's going on here in Arizona. So stay tuned. We're going to go to a commercial, and matter of fact, we got the senator in the building now. Hey, hey, how you doing, Senator?
Very good. Glad to be on your show tonight.
We thank and glad to have you. Well, Senator, we're going to get right to the point, and we want to first start talking about prison reform. You know, what made you get involved with the Streets Don't Love You Back organization and the prison reform advocacy?
Well, the Streets Don't Love You Back is one of the solutions, one of the big solutions, and that's getting help to the prisoners before they come out, because that's the big piece that we're missing.
And we thank you for that, Senator, as well. And I would like for you to let the viewers also know what great things are you working on right here in Arizona now to move Arizona forward?
Oh, there's many things. Right now my top priority is education. Getting our kids a good education in Arizona is my top priority. I'm on the education committee as ranking member, and we've only had two meetings so far, and they've lasted pretty long because there's a lot of heated issues in Arizona with education. So that's my top priority.
And being that's your top priority, Senator, let the viewers also know why do you advocate for education first? Because you was a school teacher, and speak on that a little bit.
Well, I'm a former school teacher, a former school administrator, and also a former school board member. So my passion is educating these students. And that's what drove me to run for office here at the legislature. And education and business, they go hand in hand. To have a striving economy, I believe that we need well-educated, well-skilled students, employees that they need. And it goes hand in hand. In fact, I'm rolling out a business education forum there at the legislature to invite all businesses and educators to come at the same table to really jump on board with education. So that's going to start on January 30th.
All right. And y'all heard it first from our great Senator Miranda, the 30th. And we want you to go out there and support that because, like she said, education is first. And we have to educate people or for them to help other people move forward. Is that correct, Senator?
That's correct. And we need an educated workforce to attract businesses here in Arizona as well. So that's my top priority in trying to help in that area.
All right. We appreciate that, Senator. I'm going to go to my wife and let her ask you a few questions, Senator, because I know your schedule is busy.
Okay. Thanks, Rob.
Hi there. I just want to say thank you for all your support. I know it's been a busy week since the legislative session started for you. You've been just on the go all day long.
That's for
sure. We appreciate you taking a couple minutes to come on to the show. Besides education, what is maybe one other big goal that you have for this next year?
Well, it is prison reform and keeping an eye on our private prisons. There's a huge problem in that system, lack of accountability. I mean, there's understaffing. You know, there's a few cutting of corners. But as you know, Lucinda, as well as I know, any business, they want repeat customers, right? So having private prisons, the repeat customer problem, that is huge. And it's not helping our prisoners. It's not helping the resources that we could put that money towards, like education and health services. I mean, it's just a domino effect of negativity having private prisons. So prison reform is so important to address here in Arizona.
Very important. If we can help some of those people that are coming home to be able to get their life in order and set their goals and learn how to get a job and learn how to, you know, get a place to live or, you know, just be able to be successful out in society, then I think we'll have more, you know, successful people and less people, you know, getting back on that merry-go-round. Because once you're in that system, it just seems like it's nonstop. They just keep getting you for little things and they get you and they get you and they get you. And it's just hard to, hard to stay out.
Right, because it's not focused on justice. It's focused on the money. So absolutely they want return customers there.
Exactly.
So,
no, I'm not sure that Arizona is one of the states.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was saying I'm not sure if Arizona is one of the states, but I know recently I've been reading about some of the states here in the U.S. are contracting with the private prisons for like maybe 20 years. They'll have a contract, but with that contract comes with they have to keep like 95% of the beds full all the time. So that, to me, that means that they're going to find more reasons to lock people up. What do you think about that?
Right, right. And Lucinda, in our prisons today, we have about 42,000 people in prison. And that's about 80% that have already been assessed as needing substance abuse treatment. So they want to keep them in there. The positive thing is that we do have a Arizona Substance Abuse Task Force that's addressing the issues, because one of the reasons for the big population in there is not only the money, but there's substance abuse that's going on that they're not receiving help. But this task force, they're focusing on some very important areas like prevention methods and better access to treatment. The number one thing that caught my attention is them addressing the neonatal abuse syndrome. So that prevention, that early prevention is key. And I really applaud them for addressing that area.
And on top of that, there's another portion of the inmates that have mental illnesses, and they don't really need to be in prison, but they need to be more in a mental institution or facility that can, you know, maybe work with the illnesses at hand.
Mm-hmm. And that's a sad area because, again, they're in private prisons. And the lack of accountability, the understaffing, like I said earlier, the cutting of corners, they're not going to be addressed in the way that they need to be addressed. This is why I'm highly thankful for the Streets Don't Love You Back. You're in the prisons and you're addressing one prisoner at a time or a group at a time. And that's a huge start to a positive change in our prisons. So I thank you for that.
Well, we thank you for your support from day one. After I wrote this program, you're the first person that we brought a book to, because we trusted you as an educator, you know, to look in our program and see if you thought it would be successful. And so we're very, very, you know, proud to, be with you and working with you. And, we're honored.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I look for bigger things to happen. Once they see the work that you're going to do in the facilities, I truly believe it's going to grow, and it's one of the big solutions that we definitely need.
Hey, thank you, Senator. And I just want to add to that, Senator. Since we was on, people have been talking about us on the Channel 3 News, and me and my wife didn't know about that. And KTAR, and people, we go to the post office in our own community. They say, oh, we heard, you know, mention the Streets Don't Love You Back Life Skill Intervention Program. This, that, another. Your wife is on the radio show. I was like, no, my wife is asleep right by me. She ain't been on no radio show. And, you know, we found out it was true. They was talking about us, and it was amazing.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's, you know, that's what happens, Rob, when you're doing the right thing. You're busy working, and you're just being, you're being known all over the state of Arizona, and you don't even know it. And that's the good thing about you guys is you're not paying attention to the media. You're just doing the work. And that's what I appreciate.
Hey, we appreciate that, Senator. And is there any last words you'd like to tell the viewers, Senator?
Well, we have new leadership in our nation. And good, bad, or otherwise, we all have to stay united. Fight for justice. But stay united and always do the right thing.
Exactly.
And you heard that from our great Senator Kathleen Miranda here from District 27. And she took her time out to come on the radio show to update y'all on what she's working on. And she's asking for your support all across the state of Arizona with what she's trying to do to help move Arizona forward. So we would just like to say, Senator, thank you for coming on the show and taking your time to come on the show tonight.
And thank you. I look forward to continuing working with the Streets Don't Love You Back.
And thank you, Senator. And you have a great night, okay? And tell our boy Roberto we said hello.
Okay, I sure will. Good night.
All right, good night. Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen. You heard it from my great Senator Kathleen Miranda tonight. We're going to go into a couple of commercials. And we're going to be right back, but we want to just thank her for coming on the show, talking about prison reform and talking about other things that she's working on here in our great state of Arizona to help us move forward. So we're going to go to a song, and then we hit a commercial.
Out of control, I'm going to where I need to be. My people, I'm doing the things I should. If you're going with me, my people, we got a ball out of control. We gotta take it to the top, my people.
Home smart success. Yes. Greetings, my beautiful people. If you're looking to find a great deal on a new home, or you're contemplating selling your current home, I had a perfect team for you at Home Smart Success. That's right, I said it. Home Smart Success, you dig? So if you need assistance, all you have to do is contact Mark or Carrie at Home Smart Success, and they will gladly take care of you, all right? And while you're at it, make sure you tell them the streets don't love you back, sitch. But like I said, make sure you contact Mark or Carrie at 602-799-7344, or you can go to www.homebargainplanet.com. And if you need to search homes throughout Phoenix, Arizona, you can also go to www.homebargainplanet.com. All right? Yeah. Community, family, and protecting dreams. These are the things that the Chris K. Hall Agency of American Family Insurance believes in. We all have dreams, and the Chris K. Hall Agency can partner with you and the people most important to help make those dreams become reality. Whether it's buying a home, starting a business, or protecting the ones you love most with life insurance. Let's dream fearlessly and reach for the stars. Now, if you're in the Maricopa County, Phoenix metro area, you can call 602-235-0071. If you're in the Pinal County area, you can call 520-350-2500. And if you're trying to reach the American Family Insurance Agency online, go to www.chriskhallagency.com, or you can go to CCAHALL@AMFAM.com. We keep it fam around here. Dream fearlessly.
My life. My life. We love all his people. My life. We love all his people. My life.
Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Streets and Love You Back show. And we just want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. And make sure you support that bill that Senator Catherine Miranda is pushing and moving Arizona forward. Until next time, have a great night and stay tuned for the next guest that's coming up. And learn more about the Streets Don't Love You Back organization at www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.com. Have a blessed night.